What you want is to have the whole problem preserved in essence. In this. So we need an organism that's got to have lots of different cells, it's got to be, etc., etc. And if possible, it's got to have a nervous system. And say you are drawn immediately, you know, to a group of organisms which are called the micrometazoa. And one was a little round worm that lives in the soil with a life cycle that's very fast, okay, so that you can go through. 2.5 day life cycle means in a week you can do 2 generations, something like that. And we sat down, we worked out how to do genetics with these. We sat down, we started to do electron microscopy, we started to reconstruct the things, and that is the way it grew. We got mutants, and when people say, what are you going to do with the mutants? We say, we're going to study them as deeply as we can.